Next, I'm happy to introduce Julie Halverson. Julie is an assistant researcher in the Cancer Control Program at the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Carbon Cancer Center. She holds an MA in Health Communication from Emerson and an MS in Population Health Sciences from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Her research and work are focused on cancer health disparities, health literacy, community-based participatory research, program planning and evaluation, violence and injury prevention, and finally, mental health promotion. Welcome, Julie.
Okay, hello everyone, and thank you for coming. I'm here to talk about some work we're doing around health literacy and health-related quality of life among cancer patients. I have nothing to disclose. So Anna laid out a really great introduction to health literacy and why it's important in terms of systems. And we're interested also in health literacy and cancer patient quality of life. And to give you a little bit of background and definition, so when we talk about health-related quality of life, that's usually defining physical and mental health function. It's also a valid indicator of service needs and intervention outcomes. And self-reported health is generally regarded as a powerful predictor of morbidity and mortality. And for cancer patients, it's an important outcome for cancer treatment and survivorship. So providers and patients will both look to effects of treatment on health-related quality of life before making decisions or trying to make course corrections during their treatment or depending on the treatment modality. Health literacy, as you've heard, is typically defined as an individual's ability to obtain and act upon basic health information and services. But that's not the only part of it. It also is the environment that people are having to interact in. So is the healthcare environment, is the healthcare system easy to navigate? Are providers and people working in the healthcare environment able to clearly give health information and ensure that patients understand what their treatment is and what they can expect from cancer treatment? And as Anna mentioned, it's not static. So if you have characteristics that would sort of protect you in terms of health literacy, once you receive a cancer diagnosis, that could change. Your ability to take in information and understand, it could be diminished. So it points to how important it is for providers and systems to be able to clearly explain and ensure that patients and their caregivers understand what it all means. And you can see how that is embedded in the concept of patient-centered care. So ensuring that there's a partnership, ensuring that patients and providers are understanding and clearly communicating with each other. Some of the scope and implications of health literacy, so approximately 80 million adults in the United States have limited health literacy. In terms of cancer, this means that they're less likely to be screened, they're more likely to be diagnosed at later stages. And research more and more is pointing to the fact that cancer patients tend to have an inadequate understanding of the goals of their treatment. So some people think that they're being treated for curative purposes when really their treatment is palliative. And that, as Anna mentioned, the emotional toll of cancer, hearing the diagnosis, going through treatment, dealing with side effects can hinder your recall, hinder your understanding, which can therefore also impact your ability to manage your treatment and disease and side effects and potentially your health-related quality of life. And it can also limit your ability to engage in shared decision making, which is also a part of health literacy and patient-centered care. So health literacy is more and more being thought to be an important determinant of health-related quality of life. There's one study looking at prostate cancer patients that did show that health literacy is an independent predictor of health-related quality of life. Also, medication management, so the ability to understand prescriptions and health information, has also been seen to be associated with health-related quality of life, and also the provision of appropriate health information. So providers, again, giving information at the patient's level and ensuring understanding. You can see how that's being linked to how health literacy and health-related quality of life are being linked more and more. But in general, there's a limited understanding of how health literacy and health-related quality of life are associated among other cancer sites, which is where we come in and ask the question, Is health literacy associated with cancer patients' health-related quality of life? And to look at this question, we use data from the Assessment of Cancer Care and Satisfaction Survey, or the ACCESS study as we refer to it, and it is a study that looked at the cancer patients' experience of care in the state of Wisconsin. And so ACCESS, we sampled patients from the Wisconsin Cancer Registry who were diagnosed in 2004. Patients who met the eligibility criteria were mailed surveys that asked questions about sociodemographics, about health literacy, their satisfaction with their care, their treatment decision-making ability, so on and so forth. We had a 68% response rate, and it was all adults who had participated. To look at the data, we used we calculated means and percentages to get an idea of what the sample looked like, and we looked at the relationship between health literacy and health-related quality of life using ANOVA and chi-square tests, as well as looking at the relationship between the covariates. And we used linear regression models to characterize the relationship between health-related quality of life and health literacy and an unadjusted and adjusted analysis. So the outcome of interest is health-related quality of life. Our main predictor is health literacy. For control variables, we looked at cancer site, the extent of disease, where people lived, and by place of residence, we mean urban counties, rural counties, or a mix of urban and rural, their age at the diagnosis, sex, race, ethnicity, and education and income. So to assess health-related quality of life, we used the Functional Assessment of Cancer Therapy, which is a 27-item instrument, and questions are rated on a Likert scale, 5-point Likert scale, and they assess the four areas of health-related quality of life, so functional, physical, social, and emotional well-being. Scores range from 0 to 108, and higher score translates to better health-related quality of life. And for this analysis, we wanted to look at minimally important differences. So while a lot of our findings were statistically significant, we were also interested in how is that clinically relevant? So how many point difference on this scale between groups is of clinical importance? And the literature points to a 5-point difference on the whole overall scale of the fact sheet and a 2-point difference on the subscale. So if you're just looking at just physical or just functional well-being, we're looking at a 2-point difference as important. The mean overall score, the health-related quality of life score for ACCESS respondents was 88.6. To measure health literacy, so the survey included 4 questions that looked at health literacy covering ability to read hospital materials, ability to fill out medical forms, having problems learning about the medical condition due to difficulty understanding written information, and trouble taking medications properly. And these questions, 4 questions, they were all rated on a Likert scale as well. And we summed those questions into 1 composite variable so we could look at health literacy as a more broad concept in relation to the variables of interest. And again, higher scores on this on the composite scale were higher scores meant higher health literacy. So the range was 1 through 20. The mean score for our sample was 18. And to do this analysis, we used the quartiles as cut points. So people who had a score of 16 or under were considered low, and people who had 16 to 19 were considered low to medium, and people who had high health literacy were considered over 19. So our sample, about 34% were breast cancer patients, and 8.3% were lung. Most of them had localized extent of disease. Approximately half had 12 years of schooling or less, and 32% earned less than $30,000 a year. 15% lived in an urban county, which is Milwaukee County for Wisconsin. About 30% lived in rural counties, and the majority of the sample were are white non-Hispanic, which reflects the ethnicity of the state in general. And the mean age was 63, and we had about equal representation for men and women. So just looking in the lowest quartile of health literacy, so the people who scored 16 or less, these are the distribution of characteristics. So 58% were men, 16% lived in urban area, 34% lived in rural. We had 24% breast cancer, 34% colorectal, about 50% earned less than $30,000 a year, and 72% had high school education or less. So then we looked at the mean score, so the mean health related quality of life score across patients who had low, medium, and high health literacy. So these are the mean scores unadjusted for the covariates. And if you think back to the minimally important differences, so the overall health-related quality of life score, so to the right of the screen, you'll see that there's more than a 5-point difference there. So already we're seeing that there are differences in health-related quality of life among people who have low health literacy and high health literacy. And then we also saw differences in means, particularly among functional and physical well-being. So then we adjusted for the covariates that I had mentioned earlier, and after adjusting for 4 covariates, we still saw statistical significance across each group, including the overall. But when we're thinking again about the minimally important differences and what can people take back home and say, how is this going to make a clinical difference, we still saw over a 5-point difference in the overall health-related quality of life score, and in the functional well-being, there was a 2-point difference. So to conclude, we found that health literacy is associated with health-related quality of life among cancer patients. We found minimally important differences comparing those in the highest and lowest levels of health literacy, a 5-point difference in the overall score, and a 2-point difference in functional well-being. So the implications of this, we feel that health literacy needs to be addressed and at the systems level, and that it could improve patients' management of their cancer, side effects of their treatment, and their functional well-being, and their overall health-related quality of life. And that system-level implementation of health literacy best practices could improve patient outcomes, their clinical outcomes, as well as their overall health-related quality of life. Limitations, it's a cross-sectional study, so we can't infer causation. There could be some social desirability bias in terms of response, how people rate their income, their education, their health literacy, and so forth. And that the health literacy measure may reflect more of a disparity in skill rather than a unified construct of health literacy, since it is, you know, a broad concept. And there is some concern that people who have very low literacy in general may have, one, not responded to the survey since it was a written mailed survey, but then also they may have had some problems filling out the FACT-G, the functional assessment of cancer therapy. But there is some research pointing to that there is not a systemic literacy bias in using that tool. Some references, and thank you very much for your time and for coming to hear us.
Thank you.
Yep.